This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that only the central government and Prime Minister Narendra Modi can restore statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing a rally of BJP workers in Jammu, Shah said he himself had assured Parliament in August 2019 that statehood would be restored at an appropriate time after the assembly elections. The Home Minister said for the first time since independence, the electorate of Jammu and Kashmir will cast their votes under one flag, the tricolour, and under one constitution drafted by Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Shah accused the opposition parties of wanting to bring back the old system in Jammu and Kashmir and start talks with Pakistan. He asserted that till there is no peace, there will be no talks with Pakistan. On the occasion of the 98th birth anniversary of legendary singer Dr. Bhupen Hazarika today, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post said that his contribution to art, culture and society will forever remain timeless. Khandu also expressed his gratitude for the soulful music created by Dr. Bhupen Hazarika, which he said united people. He said that we are forever proud and grateful that Bhupen Hazarika penned the Arunachal Hamara song, which is the state song of Arunachal Pradesh. A cultural program was organized in Zero today to pay tribute to the singer-composer by the Bhupen Hazarika International Foundation in collaboration with Apatani Women Association Zero at Abutani Hall, Hapoli. The Press Information Bureau's Fact Check Unit has warned against a scam in which fraudsters are seeking 8,000 rupees as registration fees under the PM Kusum Yojana. The Fact Check Unit said that counterfeit letters of approval are being sent to the people claiming that their application under the scheme will be granted after paying a registration fee. The government has denied any such claims and said that the fake letter is fake. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has strongly advised that people interested in the PM Kusum scheme should check the authenticity of the website before providing any personal information or depositing money. Commemorating 46 years of its establishment, Dehradun Government College DNGC Itanagar on Friday felicitated 14 of its outstanding alumni. Achievers. The outstanding alumni include Disaster Management Director Komkar Dulam, Social Activist Ramesh J.K., Nishi Light Society Vice President Safar Pao, Judicial Magistrate First Class Bompi Gapak, Barrister Tagit Sorang, Journalist Amar Sangno, and Entrepreneur Bamang Tanyang. The college also felicitated the meritorious students in the field of sports who brought rollers to the state as well as the college by winning medals in international and national games. Drinking water supply to Tawang Town and surrounding areas including Lamberdung, Changprong and Nyukmadung has been disrupted due to significant damage to the water supply system at the source. About 2 kilometers ahead of the Brahmadung Chung Ani Gompa. According to PhD Assistant Engineer Doge Kamduk, the damage was caused by severe land erosion early Saturday morning, following continuous heavy rainfall the previous evening. The PhD department requested assistance in response to which at least 30 volunteers joined the PhD workers to help with the restoration works. Meanwhile, on the request of the DC, water tankers from the Tawang Brigade of the Indian Army have been deployed to provide water to the residents of various colonies. A 7-kilometer Red Run mini marathon themed Run for Awareness and HIV/AIDS in Tirap and Longding was organized by the Red Ribbon Club of Wangchar Rajkumar Government College, Deomali on Saturday. The event, held in collaboration with the college's NSS unit, the Namsang Youth Council and the Alumni Association of the college, was supported by the Arunachal Pradesh State AIDS Control Society. The run saw the participation of 47 students, which was held from RK Mission Gate till the college campus. Principal Chayon Bangyang, who flagged off the marathon, commended the organizers for hosting the event and said that it has not only promoted physical fitness but also raised critical awareness about HIV/AIDS. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.